continue to be an issue.
Supplies of new equipment remain tight as equipment manufacturers deal with continuing supply chain issues. Association of Equipment Manufacturers Senior Vice President of Industry Sectors, Kurt Blades, says tight supplies are twofold.
One, the demand for equipment has been stronger than was previously expected for 2021. And so the demand is stronger, and then you couple that with supply chain issues, whether it is, you know, foam for seats or microprocessors or steel or transportation or labor. There are supply chain issues across the board that are just causing, you know, equipment to take a little bit longer to make its delivery than what we might be used to in the past.
And Blades says COVID highlighted supply chain issues that have been developing for several years.
You know, the COVID situation shined a pretty bright light on the ports and the trucking transportation here in the States and North America has been, you know, kind of growing for a while. So that's been, you know, in place for a while. You know, the pandemic certainly didn't help, and it absolutely contributed. But some of these supply chain issues have actually been in place kind of pre-pandemic, whether it is, you know, shortage of steel or shortage of labor or shortage of transportation. Some of those things have been going on for a while.
And looking ahead, Blades expects the timeline between when you order a piece of equipment and when it shows up on your farm to remain stretched out.
John Deere's fully